contain this eastern from south. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of circumstances, I put on a pair of pants today. They were the pants that I bought while we were living on Straw Hill Church. Nice wool pants. And, when I got them, they were comfortable. Not necessarily loose. When I put them on today, they require the belt, because without them, I undo the belt and they just drop right off, because I am a little slimmer than I used to be, I find that fascinating, because I've mentioned, I think, more than once about your dad's comment that I might grow a little more pudgy as I grow older. Well, obviously, the opposite has been true. I was encouraged today. I did a 6-mile hike, stopping at two stores, brief, real quick stops, 6 miles. I did it in 90 minutes. I looked at the clock when I got left, looked at it when I got back, it's kind of like 90 minutes. Wow. So that's what's called good time. That's what's called good time for a young person. And, I'm a little beyond, perhaps beyond halfway in my life. I thought about it when I was walking today, a few years back, I had a mild heart attack, because obviously my health was going downhill for a lot of reasons, and discouragement was a good part of it, and of course that problem still exists. But the Lord has shown His grace, and I do think there's a real possibility that I might outlive my dad. What that reminded me about is, you made a comment about that time that if I were to have died during that event, I have to go look it up, but you made a comment about that would be the Lord's grace. Well, in a real sense, you were right. But I didn't see love in that. I find that most unfortunate. I'm here. I'm very healthy, I'm not a blubbery old guy, and so I'm here, and I am 100% committed to you and you alone, and I want my kids to know that. I want my kids to see the model of what commitment is, what obedience to Christ is. I have now just a very simple. Marriage is defined by sex and ends with death. I've been discussing that with a large number of people, and as we examine the scripture, it becomes very clear. So when I asked your dad once, are you my wife, an adulteress, or dead? He assured me that you're not dead, but he leaves the door open to adultery. The person who loves you is not your dad, it's me. I've said that before. And I'll say it again, Dorothy Jane, the person that loves you is not your dad, it's me. I love you, Dorothy Jane.